got Claydon in from Strings. So good to see you, mate.
Good afternoon.
It's good to see you in the studio.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, you've been in here for a few before?
Yes. Yeah. I used to come in fairly regular and have a chit chat and talk about all things Strings, but it's nice to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back in the studio.
Hopefully the first of many yet again.
Yeah. Feel free to. Yeah, it's great to have you. Obviously, I know you outside of here as well and outside of Strings, but it's really good to have you in here to talk about how well Strings seems to be doing at the moment. You know, you seem to be getting award nominations and the acts you're getting booked in are fantastic. I know Nick's very, very excited about...
Trying to keep a lid on it, but just a little bit excited about the Bay City Rollers.
You don't need to keep a lid on it. You go for it. You
trying to cast some
express
dignity.
Yourself in whatever way you need to.
Shout from the rooftops.
Oh, they were great back in the day.
So, yeah, just tell us a little bit about, obviously, what made you want to start Strings off?
Well, I mean, myself and the other kind of co-founders we've always been musicians. So it kind of... It came to a point where we found that there was nowhere to play for young musicians, young bands.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a dedicated music venue. So this was back in 2017. And so we kind of all got together and thought, you know what, the Isle of Wight needs somewhere. The Isle of Wight needs something for young bands to kind of showcase what they do. And so, yeah, we just kind of went for it. We knew it was a big risk, as anything to do with live music is a big risk. But, yeah, we kind of went for it, and it's just sort of grown since then, really. Obviously, we had the COVID time, which was always a bit weird. But since COVID, yeah, we've kind of really hit a stride and kind of, you know, put everything into it and gone full throttle, really.
So. Nice.
And on that point, you're kind of bucking the trend, because a lot of businesses got through COVID but have faltered in the following years.
Yeah.
But actually, you've gone from strength to strength.
Yeah.
So do you think it was because people just wanted to get out again?
Yeah, I think with live music, you know, I think there really is a need for it. I think people just want to feel alive. They want to go to, you know, you look at the festivals and stuff, and they're always packed because people just want to live their lives, don't they? And they want to go and watch live music, and they want to feel that kind of feeling that you can't get at home. You can't get on a computer screen. You can't get on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, standing in a room with 299 other people is quite special, isn't it? It's quite a special
feeling.
Absolutely,
and I think a lot of the acts you've had are acts that we've, like someone like me, have known from years gone by, I was really into in the day. And it is that lovely thing of songs that you just know all the words, know the band.
it's nostalgic. You know?
And
it's
just so lovely to kind of get out and see them and, you know, meet up with friends who go, oh, yeah, do you remember this one? And what we were doing when these songs were out. And then the new artists that you bring, I love the Platform One stuff that all the young artists on the island get their chance to get up on that stage.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot with Platform One, and it's always nice because you kind of watch those bands, and then, you know, you kind of hope that they stick with it, and then when they get a bit older, they, you know, they keep doing it, and then you're kind of breeding a culture of you know, local live music, which is, you know, the next Wet Leg or the next, you know. So it's nice, and yeah, I mean, it's just a great place for people to come and enjoy. Everyone's really nice, you know. All our regular customers are nice people who just want to come and enjoy the night. Everyone's really, you know, really friendly, and it's a great atmosphere. It really is.
Well, a great age range as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, this some of the events you're doing, you know, appeal to younger, but then I think there is a demographic that kind of need a bit of extra attention, because there's more things for younger than older, and, you know, the 25 to 60 bracket, you know, I think is definitely a good one to go for. And I think you've got the Sunday night, the Sunday daytime, the Sunday,
yeah, the Sunday school, we just try and do something for everyone, whether it be you know, we do a hip shaker, which is obviously quite a popular thing that's been around for a long
still
time,
still going,
hip shaker. But people love it, you know. It's a cool retro night.
Been very popular on the island.
Absolutely. So we try and tick as many boxes as possible. You know, jazz, blues, comedy nights, you know, name DJs.
Quiz nights.
Yep. We just try and make use of the space. It is such a good space. We just try and make use of it and put on as much as we can.
Well, it's a nice intimate venue as well, because it's not too big, which means it is easier to fill and create an atmosphere, because the bigger it is, you know, you can have 200 people in, but it feel like a... flat vibe, but because yeah, you've got a nice size to it, you know, it's better that you sell something out than you do, you know, come up short in a sense.
Of course, and more often than not, you know, we do sell a lot of tickets now, which is great. Don't get me wrong, that's not always been the case.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure there will be certain nights that maybe don't sell as well, but again, we just keep pushing and keep stuff on and keep it busy and keep, you know, booking as many gigs and, you know, try and get as many big names as possible, yeah, really. So
I was really interested to ask you, I've noticed you're doing a lot of teasers now on your socials.
Yeah.
The Tartan gave it away for me, obviously,
oh, really?
On that one. but, you know, how are you finding the artists now? Are they approaching you now, or you go out to them, or a mix of both?
It's always been a mix. Obviously, you know, kind of back in the early days, we were sat down sending email after email trying to book us, you know, whoever we could get, but now it's kind of a bit more of a mix. You know, we'll get offered acts on a daily basis. You know, we had an email this morning from quite a big act that's we're kind of exploring, so
I can't say
too much.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, on a daily basis, we're talking with the right people and you know, and firing off emails and trying to push the boundaries of what we can book.
Yeah.
As you say, is a 300 capacity, so it is quite intimate. But you'd be surprised at who says yes.
Yeah, you know. I mean, a nice one, actually, if people want to try out something and, you know, maybe come and try a smaller venue. Because that might, I think for a lot of artists, you know, if they get big, they lose that intimacy of the gigs, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
I think a lot more acts now that want to kind of go back to the grassroots.
Go
back to feel that kind of intimacy.
Well, there's one thing doing a stadium gig, right? Some bands couldn't have the capability of doing.
Of course.
But the small, intimate ones, it always seems to be the more enjoyable. I know from, you know, we're both musicians as well, that it always feels a little bit more personal and
absolutely,
a better touch.
Yeah. I mean, back in January, we had Tom Meehan who used to front Kasabian.
Yeah.
And he loved it. He said, this is one of my favourite gigs.
Mate, he's made it look so warm in there and so inviting. It doesn't feel like a gig venue. That's one of the... And it literally, you could go sit there, have a coffee. It looks really, really cozy. It's really nice. The things you've done with the place have been absolutely phenomenal. It's been really cool to watch it as you go along, to be honest, buddy.
Cool. Thank you.
So what next? What would you? Who would you like to get in there that you've not got yet? And Brett, you get asked that a lot.
A few people have asked that. I don't know if there's anyone in particular. I mean, look, wouldn't it be amazing if Paul McCartney decided to rock up? You know? But you know,
Paul, if you're listening,
yeah, don't want my number. Yep. You know, we'll continue to push and see what we can do.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously we're kind of two guys the same age with the same kind of passion and enthusiasm. Mm. So we would just want to push it as far as we can push it. Really.
So who are you listening to now? What new artists excite you that you're like, they're amazing?
If I'm totally honest, I don't listen to too much new music. Okay. I'm a bit of an old soul.
Right.
That's why you were dressed as Freddie Mercury the other day.
It probably was, yeah. It's all right, the beard has grown back now. But yeah, I've always loved old music. I've always loved timeless classic music. There's a band called Dawes, which I really love. Dawes.
I could say, it was like The Dawes?
Not The Dawes, no. who continue to kind of really, you know, album after album, you know, push the boundaries and do good things.
Okay.
So answer me this. Who has been, can you tell us even, who your favourite artist or band's been that's performed at Strings in the whole time you've been there? Whether that was down to the fun they brought to it, or
there's been a few. I'd probably say the Tom Meehan show was probably my favourite, just because of the size of him as a front man. He was mega. Kasabian obviously have been a huge band playing arenas and festivals for years, but he was such a good act to have. But you know, there's some that we've got coming up. Sugar Hill Gang, which would be great. Newton Faulkner, which would be amazing. As you say, Bay City Rollers. So, and then we've got a couple more in the pipeline that are going to be big. So
it's great that you've actually established a real name for yourself on the islands, because you go into any town. I was talking about this a moment ago with you. You go to any town, you go to Southampton, you know, you've got Joiners, you've got, you know, The Brook, Talking Heads, all those venues, and people know that if they're in that town, they want to see the best live music, they go there.
Yeah.
And I think that's something you very much strive for, would you say?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, I've always kind of gone to those venues. The Brook has always been quite a favourite of mine. The Wedge of Rooms in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
You know, these are venues that have been around for a long time, and like you say, they're kind of legendary. So, you know, we could only hope that we could do that on the island, you know. I think obviously here we do, I think we kind of are the only dedicated music venue, so I suppose there's not
it
a lot of choice.
It does seem that way,
If we can, you know, kind of be here for years and years to come and, you know, kind of be in the same conversation as those other venues in the cities, then that's amazing.
Well, I feel it's going that way already. And obviously there is a story to the reason you are called Strings. Now, I'm aware of why it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if you wanted to share it at all. Obviously, I'm a Ride lad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so one of the original co-founders, Ian Davison, had a guitar shop called Strings.
Yeah, used to buy from there many times.
Yeah. So when we set up the venue in 2017, we were kind of trying to come up with a name, and there was all sorts of terrible names kicking about.
What was the worst name?
Oh, God.
I think it's the hardest spot. Thing naming a company. It really is.
It's difficult naming a music venue because it has to sort of...
Has a relevance.
Say... what it does,
but not be cheesy,
but not be too obvious. So we kind of decided on Strings, and obviously Ian is no longer part of it, but it's a quite an iconic name on the island.
Definitely. It was nice that legacy kind of continued in its own way as well, especially for someone that grew up with that shop.
Absolutely, it's
a really, really nice touch. I think that's definitely assisted as well. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of the events you've got coming up that you really want to shout about.
So we've got lots of
obviously
names.
Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, Bay City Rollers,
enough
of course.
Who else?
we've got all sorts, really, but... as I said, Newton Faulkner, which is sold out. Sugar Hill Gang, which is sold out. What else have we got? We got Johnny H. Jazz, which is kind of 80s.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yes.
Johnny
H.
Jazz. Oh, Ross perked up when you said that.
Really?
He loves his 80s.
I've seen him.
Oh, well, you go see him again.
Yeah. Bit of you, is it?
Yeah.
What else have we got? Yeah, Artful Dodger later in the year. The South, which obviously used to be Beautiful South.
Do you not heard about that one, actually? That's one that I'm really tempted to come along for. You were talking to me about it, actually, weren't you?
Their back catalogue's amazing.
Absolutely.
So that will be a great night.
It's one of those bands, you hear the songs, you go, oh, yeah.
You know them all. You don't think you do, but you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's lots coming up. Best thing to do is to get onto the website, stringsbarandvenue.com, or if you download our app,
there's an app.
Yeah,
there's
if you download the app Strings Bar and Venue, then you can get all the updates instantly.
Right,
brilliant.
You better get that sorted because I've just been following your social media, so I didn't know there was an app.
Get the app.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, it's been absolutely awesome to have you in the studio, buddy, and hope to have you back again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure.
Thank you for all the music you bring, honestly, because it is just so lovely not to have to get on a ferry to go to a gig.
Yeah.
So
it is nice.
I second that motion.
Keep doing it. Absolutely.
Cheers.
Nice.